Hi everyone, I'm Harikrishna Menon. I'm a program manager in the team that builds XAML tools in Visual Studio and Blend. Today, I'm going to demo the XAML UI responsiveness tool in the Performance and Diagnostics Hub in Visual Studio 2013. Before we start this demo, I would like to give you a brief overview of the session objectives. What we'd like to see here is, I'm going to show you how to read the throughput and the UI thread utilization graphs. We'll see how to read the time taken for XAML files to parse, as well as for layout operations. And finally, we'll see how app code impacts your app visuals. I have an app here called Particles, which I'm going to use to demo the UI responsiveness tool. I'm just going to go ahead and launch this application on my local machine. You can see the app load up. There's a bounding box with a lot of particles moving around randomly. On the top left, you can see the frame rate counter. It shows 59.9 around 60 frames per second. That is really good for a fast and fluid app. What I'm going to do now is going to add another 100 particles onto this box. I'm going to click on the 200 particles button. You can see that the frame rate is not affected as much. It's still pretty much constant 60 frames a second, and the particles look beautiful and they're smooth and they are moving at the right animation. I'm going to increase the particle count even more by increasing 1,600 particles. And at this point, you can see that the particles move they're very jittery at this point. They don't have the smooth motion anymore, and the frame rate has dropped to over just around 1/6 of its initial frame rate. So how do we figure out what's wrong with this application? You can use the UI responsiveness tools to understand why these layout operations, as well as what kind of app code is causing this kind of jerkiness in your app. So let's switch back to Visual Studio. I'm going to go to the Analyze menu, click on the Performance and Diagnostics Hub option. At this point, you can see that the Particles project was automatically selected as a startup project. I can go change the target of this application to local machine, simulator, or remote machine. And you can also see the tools that are available in the context of this project. You have the CPU sampling tool, the energy consumption tool, and the XAML UI responsiveness tool. I'm going to select the XAML UI responsiveness tool and hit start. I'm going to do the same operations that I did last time around. I'm going to start with 200 particles, then go up to 800 in a couple of seconds, and then go to 1,600 particles. So I've done my scenario, I've run my workload on this particular project. I'm going to switch back to VS and see what this profiler is going to tell me about the performance of this app. So while coming back to Visual Studio, I can hit the Stop Collection button to finish my scenario. At this point, the profiler is collecting and aggregating all the information that was received from the app during your workload and is generating a report. We'll have to give it a couple of minutes here. So at this point, you can see the profiler is opened up with the report for your application. You can see a ruler on the top of this chart. This shows interesting application events as well as user marks. You can see that the application launched at 182 milliseconds and it completed its activation at 348 milliseconds. You can also see user marks in this graph. User marks are user-generated ADW events that the profiler captures and displays on the ruler. There is a new API for logging channel in Windows 8.1 that you can use for this. So you can see that whenever I pressed a button, it logged the corresponding number of particles here. So I can see I clicked on 200 particles at this point. I clicked on 800 particles at 5 seconds. And I clicked on 1,600 particles at 10.35 seconds. What you can do is you can use this graph to identify portions in your application that correspond to certain events. You can see that we show events like parsing, layout, app code, and XAML other. Parsing is the time taken for the XAML runtime to load and parse the XAML file. Layout is for layout operations like measure and arrange. App code is user code executing on the UI thread, and XAML other are other XAML services used in the XAML runtime. So let's see what the parsing data has to show us. You can see there's a slight blue blimp at the start of the application. This generally corresponds to parsing of app.xaml and the first view. So I'm going to select this time slice, go to the parsing tab, and you can see that it shows app.xaml took 13 milliseconds to parse, and main page took a mere 4 milliseconds to parse. That is pretty good for an app. I can also see that when I go back to the hot elements view, I can also see that at this point, a lot of elements were created. You can see around 100 content presenters, which collectively took 49 milliseconds to render. If I expand this, you can see each individual content presenter and its associated time. Selecting a content presenter will also show me the template that was applied. So this is basically an items control that hosts a large number of content presenters. So you can see the item template of this particular content presenter. You can observe the buttons that were created, frames, and text blocks, and every other XAML element in your visual tree. But if you notice something in this graph, you can see that the UI thread in the visual throughput graph starts off pretty well, stays at a constant 60, and starts dropping every single time that you add more layout operations. You can see that it dropped a bit when you added 100 elements, it dropped further when you added 800, and it became pretty low when there was 1,600 elements over here. And you can see that the majority of your UI thread is being consumed by app code that is running in your process, and this is a major factor that causes your UI thread not to perform at 60 frames per second, causing your entire application to look jittery and not smooth. So how do we figure out what app code is causing this issue? In order to do that, you can go back to the Analyze menu, click on Performance and Diagnostics Hub, and use a CPU sampling tool to figure out those functions that are consuming the maximum time in your application. Thanks, everyone. I hope you find the UI responsiveness tool helpful in making your app snappy and beautiful. We would love to hear more from you. You can send your feedback via user voice, look for the XAML tools category, or by VS Feedback.